Elon Musk's Twitter restricts conservatives raising alarm about Trans Day of Vengeance. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 29, 2023. Elon Musk's Twitter has restricted accounts of prominent conservative politicians, journalists, and activists that are raising awareness about the fact that radical transgender activists called for a Trans Day of Vengeance ahead of the mass shooting at a Nashville Christian school, carried out by a woman who identified as transgender. One of the suspended accounts included Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, who reportedly tweeted an image of a poster advertising the upcoming Trans Day of Vengeance event, which is being hosted by the Trans Radical Activist Network. My congressional account was suspended for 7 days for exposing Antifa, who are organizing a call for violence called Trans Day of Vengeance, Greene said. The day after the mass murder of children by a trans shooter. Ella Irwin, Twitter's head of trust and safety, said in a separate tweet that Twitter is automatically removing images of the poster due to fear it could incite violence. The images being removed are those posted by conservatives and others raising awareness about the threat. Elon Musk's censors had no issues with the original tweets of the poster posted by transgender activists until the new crackdown. We had to automatically sweep our platform and remove 5,000 tweets/retweets of this poster, she said. We do not support tweets that incite violence irrespective of who posts them. Vengeance does not imply peaceful protest. Organizing or support for peaceful protests is okay. In another tweet, Irwin also insisted that we have not applied any strikes to anyone. Just restricted the media, to which Greene responded by saying, "This is a lie." Greene is not the only account suspended on Twitter due to raising awareness about what radical transgender activists are planning. The Federalist CEO Sean Davis was also restricted for allegedly violating Twitter's rules regarding violent speech. The cold-blooded mass murder at a Christian school in Nashville by an apparent transgender person came just days before a planned Trans Day of Vengeance organized by the Trans Radical Activist Network, Davis tweeted. Journalist and author Andy Ngo was also locked out of his Twitter account for reporting about the Trans Day of Vengeance. Hey asshole, the only people your new company is mass suspending today, en masse, are the only ones still defending you, Stephen L. Miller told the Twitter CEO. The Trans Day of Vengeance poster highlights a rally that is set to be held this weekend in Washington, D.C. On Saturday, the radical transgender activists will reportedly hold a Trans Day of Vengeance demonstration outside of the Supreme Court, where they will complain about the alleged hate from the world. We need more visibility, reads the poster, which goes on to urge people to gather in Washington, D.C. to stop trans genocide. The event will take place just days after 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, who reportedly believed she was a male, stalked the halls of Covenant School in Nashville, where she killed 3 children and 3 adults before she was successfully taken down by authorities. Video footage of police responding to the mass shooting showed them firing multiple shots at the transgender until she was eventually put down, ending her carnage at Covenant School. Watch below. After being asked by reporters if there was any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school, Nashville Police Chief John Drake said, "There is some theory to that," indicating that transgender propaganda played a role in Hale's motive. "We have a manifesto," Drake revealed. "We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to the state of the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place." Watch below. Twitter did not immediately respond to Breitbart News' request for comment. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.